The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, I'm Phoebe.
I am Millie.
And I'm Bailey.
And I'm Frances.
And we are
the Musketeers
from Motueka High School.
Hi, Phoebe here. Rhythm and Kin concert to fundraise for Phoebe Lean Howard's upcoming adventure to Sweden. Phoebe has been accepted into the Youth Initiative Program, which is a 10-month-long program for 18 to 28-year-olds who want to contribute their passions and skills to a better future. It's about societal entrepreneurship, community, and actually initiating a positive difference. Because of the bad exchange rate, as well as the employment crisis, Phoebe is trying to find as many ways to raise funds to get herself there, hence this concert.
Rhythm and Kin is a duo other Phoebe and her mum Tamsin created about 3 years ago. They've been playing in all sorts of settings, having played at the Funny Flats Folk Festival and the Canterbury Folk Festival as guest artists, along with some more local spots such as Cable Play Music Festival and Nelson Folk Club. Phoebe reached her goal to get to Sweden in August, so please invite your friends to come along to a cozy night of beautiful music at the beautiful Chanel Arts Centre on Winter Solstice evening, June 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Humanitex. Furthermore, we have a recorded interview done by Chrissy for this first episode of our show, The Musketeers.
I have Rhythm and Kin, which is a duo with Phoebe and Tamsin, formed about 3 years ago. Is that right, girls?
Yes.
Yes, or should I say ladies?
Girls, fine.
Yeah, that's fine. And look, honestly, we've got Tamsin on violin and vocals, and Phoebe, you're on vocals and guitar.
Yes, yeah.
And you've got a fundraiser coming up.
We do.
Yes. Tell me a bit about that.
So I am saving up to study for, I'm saving up to study in Sweden for a youth initiative program. And so we've got this musical talent, and I was like, well, yeah, I may as well create a concert and get money that way using my skills. And yeah, I think it's just going to be a good opportunity to play with mum before I study.
Yeah.
And see a whole bunch of the community as well before I go. So, yeah.
Yes, and look, you know, mum, you don't look old enough to be mum. You look like you could be sisters.
Oh,
thanks. That's okay.
Sometimes we get mistaken for that.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. And so, obviously, Phoebe, you've come from a very talented family.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so have you been into playing music for most of your life, you know?
Yeah. It was compulsory for us to be playing an instrument from a young age.
Started on violin.
Yeah, started on violin. Mum was teaching me violin, and Grandma also teaches violin, so she taught me a bit. And then I moved to guitar because the classical world was just, I had to practice too much. No, yeah, I just wanted to stamp my leg and dance around, and you can't really necessarily do that with classical, so I moved to Celtic and folk stuff and writing my own songs. And yeah, no, mum's been great at encouraging me as well.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. And this, we're going to hear Water Boy, which is a great wee tune.
Oh, yeah.
Is this one of your originals?
Yes, yeah, Water Boy is my original. It's actually about my boyfriend. It's my version of a love song, trying not to be too cheesy. And I mean, I can explain what it's about.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've been very inspired by the way he is with his relationship with the ocean. And I just feel like it's been such a, I don't know, like a guardian for him, and it really inspires me. I see him as this little ocean boy. He just lives on the water, basically. And it's just, yeah, it's beautiful. So I wrote a song about it.
Still asleep in the early morn, he's waiting in the fierce tide. water, 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 water boy. Water, 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 water boy. The water listens, gives him all he needs, holds him stable, licks the pain away. Sprouted water child from a seaweed seed, the currents are his cells, his ways. Water, 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 water boy. Water, 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 water
was fantastic. What a great song. Tamsin, you're going to miss her.
Oh, it's going to be really hard. I love playing music with Phoebe. She's so creative, and yeah, the stuff we come up with, even from one day to the next, we'll change the format and the shape of a tune, or be like, hey, like Phoebe's really good at being like, let's just add this little part in here. I'm like, okay, another thing to remember. But no, her brain's brilliant, and she is always onto it in performances. Like, she doesn't drop the ball, whereas I go into a little bit of panic mode sometimes and forget things. So no, it's really good. I love having Phoebe there.
She's yeah,
very clever, and yeah, the music we have written together has been really fun. Mm.
Yeah. And there's a lot of trust too when you play with other players.
Totally.
So you've got that all sorted.
I can totally trust Phoebe. I don't know if she can trust me so much. I do tend to do odd things when I'm nervous.
Oh, but we all do. But it's almost like we have just being related, it's almost like our brain waves are similar as well. So, like, we also like the similar, like, we've actually share a Spotify account, so we actually have, like, the same music taste as well. Like, more the songs that Mum's listening to, I'm listening to, so we've got, like, the same musical wavelength, which is very helpful when you're writing music together.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so, Phoebe, this fundraiser, tell us a bit about what's going on.
What's going on? So the course I'm doing is super cool. It's very hard to explain, but I've got some pointers. So the course is 10 months long. It's for ages 18 to 28-year-olds. And it's essentially focusing on living in community and working with community. It's on not entrepreneurship and kind of helping young people feel like they can handle the future, and like giving hope as well, and the skills to create positive change. So it's very broad, but the course changes for the each individual year. It's mostly in Sweden, and then there's part of it in India, and then a internship country as well. Super excited, and just like, yeah, I just want to go and make change in the world, and I'm a bit scared to do so. So I was just like, let's go to a course that'll help me prepare me for that, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what the concert's fundraising for me to go there.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's been difficult because of, you know, the New Zealand dollar's not very strong right now compared to the Swedish dollar, so it's kind of
It gets been more difficult, expensive by the month.
Almost. Yes.
Yeah. I'm having to transfer, you know, into Swedish krona as we speak. So.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's looking hopeful. I think I'll get enough money.
Yeah.
I hope so. People have been very generous already, which is so lovely.
Thank you to all the people who have already donated.
I know, amazing. It's amazing. People are just like, Phoebe is the kind of person that can do something like this, like make some positive change in our world. And
isn't that wonderful?
Here's some money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
We've also been, Chrissy, we've also had... a few other people say, oh, can you come and play here? And we've got three concerts on. So we're playing one at the Chanel Arts Centre on the 21st of June, 7 p.m. And there will be hopefully there'll be some door sales left, but so far the tickets are doing really well, which is great. And then we play on the 11th of July in Fairfield House in Nelson. Mm. And then on the 13th, we play at the Nelson Folk Club Acoustic Roots in Yaza Cafe in the evening on Sunday evening.
Great.
Yeah, which is really lovely.
Oh, I'll have to get you at the Ruby Bay store.
Well, yes, we do love the Ruby Bay store. It's pretty gorgeous.
Shout out to the Ruby Bay store.
I know, it's so cool.
We'll work on that after this interview. Great, thank you. But, honestly, what a big step for you. Is this your first time kind of spreading your wings and taking flight?
Yeah, I've had a few, tester flights. I did actually go to Peru couple months ago. So end of last year. So that was kind of like my tester. Me and Sage went. That was awesome. I went to the States as well. So I know a little bit, but this time I'll be going by myself and for a lot longer. Yeah. So yeah, wow. But it's gonna be awesome. Yeah.
So when you say a lot longer, how long do you envisage you'll be away from home?
I'm not entirely sure about the end of the course, but the course is 10 months, and hopefully I'd like to go see family in the Netherlands, but because of visas it's going to be difficult, so I have to go somewhere else for a while and then go back into the Schengen area. So possibly longer, and I think it's advised that I stay away from home for a little bit after the course so I can really solidify what I've learnt and like kind of implement it and implement the independency, you know? Mm. So yeah, but man, I'm going to miss New Zealand. I was thinking about Weka and how I just miss them, just like the sounds they make. I was just like, oh, I'm not. There's no Weka out in Sweden.
Yeah.
So yeah, going to miss New Zealand. Yeah. So I'll probably be back pretty soon. But
okay. Yeah. And so, folks, if you wish to make a donation to Phoebe, if you can't make any of the concerts, how can someone donate?
Ooh, thank you. That's a brilliant question. on Humantix, which is our, you know, where we're selling tickets, there's a donation box there that you can just put in if you can't attend the concerts. And you can just, so if you go to Humantix and look up Motueka, you'll see one like a Chanel Art, you'll see Rhythm, maybe Rhythm and Kin Humantix. Yeah. And then you'll see our concerts and then you'll be able to add something in there, which is very lovely if people fancy doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. We just want to see some great success around you, Phoebe. You know, yes. Not just in music, but in life in general, and what you decide to do with your energy and the positivity that you wish to share. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And the song that we're going to go out on today, tell me a bit about that.
The wee tune that we play.
Yes.
So we've written, it's a bunch of originals, although it generally consists of three tunes. It's we really love Celtic music, and so the format is kind of around about like you play three tunes all in a row, slightly different tempos or slightly different keys, however it works. This one we've written an introduction to, and then we go into the first tune, which is called River Pebbles. And then we've used a traditional tune called the Rolling Wave, which I googled this morning because I didn't know where it originated from, but it turns out it's from around the 1850s, which is pretty cool. So it's lovely playing old music, bringing it to life in the way that we play it nowadays, kind of modernising. Well, I mean, a tune is a tune, but like the way Phoebe plays the guitar, it just lifts the tune. I really love the way she plays along to it. And then the last tune is called Raspberry Jam. We wrote both of the tunes for Phoebe
to
and
teach,
I think,
actually.
Yeah, to as a teaching tune, because we've both attended as performers Canterbury Folk Festival and Fuddy Flats Festival, which in the south, you know, music festivals, which are great. And we went and as part of a performer you have to also teach class of some sort, so we because we write music, they asked us to write some music so that we can teach it to lots of people. But it also includes lots of different instruments, so you've got these very specific ways to compose around making sure that everyone can play it. So we were just like, keep it simple, and we also usually just write things in minor keys, so we challenged ourselves to write something in D major. And
very
it was
simple.
Yeah, it was good.
Turned out well. Yeah, because then we could play a lot with it as well because it was simple.
Yeah.
So that's called the Ripper People set. That one that we're about to play, and with a little intro thing to make it interesting.
Yeah. A little bit of minor because we love minor.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, we'll go out on this tune. I wish you all the best in the fundraisers. People keep an eye out for their wonderful group, the
Rhythm and Kin.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get you at the Ruby Bay store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Sounds lovely. Thank you, Chrissy.
Yes.
Thanks, Chrissy. Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
And this is recorded live today here at Fresh FM in Motueka. Thank you.
Hi, it's Phoebe again. There's an invitation for men from all walks of life to come together for an honest, respectful, and solutions-focused conversation on how men can be part of ending family violence in our homes, communities, and beyond. Join us to share ideas about what could work to reduce family violence in this region, talk about how we can support healthier relationships and communities, listen to other men's perspectives, share your thoughts in a safe, judgment-free space. This is not about blame, it's about listening, sharing, and stepping up to be part of a positive change. Your voice matters, your experiences matter, and your ideas can help shape a safer future for everyone. From 6:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. on Tuesday the 10th of June, at Putangitangi Green Meadows Centre in the Tui Room, Main Road, Stoke. Stoke dinner 6:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. and Kai will be available all night. Discussion will start from 7 p.m. Real talk. Men ending the silence on family violence rise. Here's something different to listen to. We have Wonder Boy by Tenacious D.
Above the mucky muck, castle made of clouds, there sits Wonder Boy, sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the mucky muck. Yeah, yeah. Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power? Tell you about young Nasty Man, arch rival and nemesis of Wonder Boy, with powers comparable to Wonder Boy. What powers, you ask? How about the power of flight? Does it do anything for you? It's levitation, Holmes. How about the power to kill a yak from 200 yards away with mind bullets? That's telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you? History of Wonder Boy and young Nasty Man. Rig-a-goo-goo, rig-a-goo-goo-goo, secret to be told, a gold chest to be bold, and blasting forth with three-part harmony. Join forces, they formed a band the likes of which have never been seen, and they call themselves Tenacious D. That's right, me and KG.
That's me.
Wonder Boy.
have an album launch at Two Thumb in Nelson with support from Shanti Shoni and Amez on keys on Friday the 13th of June, 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. and you can book a table. We now have a song from Layla Moth under her DJ name Miss Implicit. Thanks to our sponsor, Whitwills, for sponsoring our show and supplying Mochaweka High School school uniforms.
And their fabulous shoes.
And their amazing outdoors wear.
And awesome brands.
And Crocs.
Thank you for listening to our show.
We're the Musketeers.
All for one, one for all.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.